Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I'd like to share an example of self-pity in Scripture. I don't know if you are out there, you ever have my problem, but I happen to have times when I feel sorry for myself. Maybe I feel sorry for myself because I have to work so hard. It's a Saturday night right now, and I'm sitting here doing radio programs, which I enjoy doing radio programs. That's not the problem. But after I do that, I got to go in and do some work in the church, and I'm kind of feeling sorry for myself, like I wish I could just lay down and read a book, you know. But that's not what I'm supposed to do tonight. I got to get this work done so that I can be available for more things tomorrow. But anyway, I do have my times of self-pity, and I hope you relate to it when I talk to you about this. But the illustration in Scripture is found in John chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" And the impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." So here we read about a man who had been lying beside a pool for 38 years waiting to be healed. He was not only sick physically, but he was also sick in his soul. Sicknesses of the soul can be harder to deal with than sicknesses of the body. I believe the condition of this body and soul stole his confidence and caused him to give up gradually to the point that he was filled with self-pity. When Jesus asked the man if he wanted to get well, he said he had no one to help him get into the pool where he could be healed. Jesus did not stand there and pity the man. Nope. What did he do? Instead, he told him to get up and walk. He had compassion on him, but he did not feel sorry for him or pity him because he knew it would not help him. Jesus was not harsh in telling the man to get up and walk. He was trying to set him free. See, self-pity is a major problem. I know because I have times when I feel sorry for myself. When I have that feeling of pity, then it keeps me from being victorious. And I don't think there's anybody here that wants to live your life in self-pity. We want to be victorious Christians. So how do we do that? Well, I guess the main thing we got to realize is that when we are at a point when we're feeling sorry for ourselves, we need to stop and confess it as sin, because self-pity is a sin. And then ask ourselves, what other things can we do that somebody else can't? Or what other abilities do we have? Or how can I get myself out of this pity? Well, like take for instance, I confessed at the beginning of this show how I was feeling a little sorry for myself because it's Saturday night and I got to go in and work instead of being able to sit and just rest at this point. But what I can say to myself is, you know, praise the Lord, Loretta, you have physical ability to get up and work. I know a lot of people that would like to follow me around and do what I do, but they can't. Maybe physically or mentally, I don't know. Although, ladies, I got to admit, I have a lot of mental issues myself. But I could say to myself, Loretta, stop feeling sorry for yourself. Praise God that you have the physical stamina and strength to go do this bit of work that needs to be done. And praise God that tomorrow you're going to help do a big day for this church so that they can see people saved. And you are being used of God to do that. You know, got to turn self-pity around and see the good and let God show you how he's going to use you in a great way. See, this poor man just sat there and said, I can't. But maybe there was, I'm not there, so I cannot condemn him. So I'm just saying to you, maybe there's a reason why he started giving up and stopped trying to get in the pool first. I don't know. But if you are bathing yourself in self-pity right now about any situation in life, may I encourage you, stop it. Try to turn it around and think of a way that you can rejoice about what you're feeling sorry for yourself about and get up and go and live the victorious Christian life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.